Blog Talk Radio. Bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. He's worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Shout glory. But we're here to magnify the Lord, to make him bigger, make him larger than anything that's going on. He is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Let's put your hands together. Hallelujah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Come on, sing.
Oh,
magnify
the Lord
with me.
His name
together. Come on and magnify the Lord with me. His name
together.
Be glad in it. I am your host and preach of the hour, Dr. Mary McCoy, and we want you to call a neighbor, call a friend, tell them that the hour of power broadcast is on the air. We are getting ready at this time to be able to enjoy the Lord, to be able to go through his word, to be able to preach the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God that is able to save souls. And we pray even today as the word goes forth that souls will be saved, lives will be changed, bodies will be healed by the power of God. At this time, we're getting ready right now to go before our Almighty God. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you. We praise you. We magnify your name. Lord, we thank you for the great, for the mighty things, God, that you have done. Lord, we thank you for the great and mighty things, God, that you're going to do according to your word. We thank you, God, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our pathway. God, that word has hid in our heart that we will not sin against thee. Thank you, God, for being Jehovah Jireh. Thank you for being our provider. Thank you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, for being Jehovah Shalom. Thank you for being our peace. Father, we thank you for peace, God, even now. Father, for those, God, in our audience, Lord God, that need peace, Lord God, that need encouragement today, I pray, God, that you would bless them. God, let them know, God, that you are God and that you are God all by yourself. And for this, God, we will glorify and praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen. Well, today we are going to be preaching from the First Kings, from the New Old Testament, and we're going to be, you'll find us there at First Kings, the 18th chapter, beginning at that first verse. And we're going to be talking about the fire of the Lord. The fire of the Lord, how it consumes the sacrifice. I'm telling you that there is nothing too hard for God. I believe that the enemy wants the people to know what the believers to think, that there is nothing too hard for God. I believe the enemy wants the world to think that God, he is not God, and he is not able to move on your behalf. But I want to proclaim to you today that God, he is God, and that he is God all by himself. I say to you today that he is the Alpha and Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He is the first and the last. He is the true and the living God. Yes, he does. He has all power in his hand. He is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we ask or think. What is it that you need from God today? What is it that you are believing God for? Keep believing. Keep having faith in God. Keep having confidence in God. I believe the word of God let us know there in the word of God that is there in Hebrews to tell us, now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Oh my God, you got to believe the word of God. That's as the word tells us in Hebrews 11 chapter. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. I want you to stand on the word of God. Yes, there may be infirmity in your body. Yes, you may be experiencing pain right now. But I want you to believe God, that God is able to move on your behalf. I don't know what your name is, but I do know that God knows your name. I believe and know that God knows even the very hairs that's on your head. So we want you to do today, what we want you to do today is stand on the unadulterated, uncompromising word of God. Don't give up. Know that he is God. Know that he is God all by himself. And we'll start here. Let's start here at that first verse of First Kings, the 18th chapter. And it came to pass after many days that the word of the Lord came to Elijah written here saying, go and show yourself to Ahab, and I will send rain upon the earth. God telling Elijah to go and show yourself before Ahab, and he was going to send rain upon the earth. God was going to send rain. And Elijah went to show himself to Ahab. And there was a famine in Samaria. And Ahab called Obadiah, which was the governor of his house. Now Obadiah feared the Lord greatly. And it was so when Jezebel had cut off the prophets of the Lord, and that Obadiah, he had took 100 prophets and hid them by 50 in a cave and fed them with bread and water. What a man of God that feared God, that hid the prophets of God and fed them with bread and water. And Ahab said to Obadiah, go unto the land, to all the fountains of water and all brooks. Perhaps you may find grass to save the horses and mules alive, that we lose not all the beasts. You see here that there was a famine. That was that Elijah, God had allowed him to call a famine, and he had told Ahab that it was not going to rain until he said it was going to rain. And then here we see Ahab was he got so upset that he was looking for the man of God, because it was the man of God who had spoke these words. And when he spoke the words that it was not going to rain until he said it was going to rain, then Ahab, after he seen the result of what he said, he wasn't just talking, but he had power behind what he was saying. Do you have power behind what you are speaking? So here in the word of God, in that fifth chapter, in the fifth verse of that 18th chapter of 1 Kings, and Ahab said to Obadiah, go into the land, to all fountains of water and all the brooks. He wanted to go, and perhaps he was going to find some water. He may find something to water the grass, to save the horses and the mules, that they can live, that we not lose all the beasts. Because if they didn't have any water in order for them to drink, then the beasts, the horses, they were going to die. So they divided the land between them, between Ahab and Obadiah. He went one way, and also Ahab went the other way, and they went one way by himself, and Obadiah went another way by himself. And as Obadiah was in the way, behold, Elijah met him, and he knew him, and he fell on his face and said, are you that my Lord Elijah? And he answered, I am. So tell your Lord, behold, Elijah is here. And he said, what have I sinned that you would deliver your servant in the hand of Ahab to slay me? Are you going to send me to Ahab for Ahab to send me after I see you? And you telling me to go and tell him to come to you? He said in that 10th verse, as the Lord your God lives, there is no nation or kingdom where my Lord, this is what he said to the man of God, to the prophet of God, Elijah. He said, where my Lord has not sent to seek you. And when they said he is not there, he took an oath of the kingdom and nation, and they found you not. And now you say, go tell your Lord, behold, Elijah is here. He heard what he said, but he knew the power of God. He knew what kind of master of a man that he was serving. He knew that Ahab was after the prophet Elijah. He knew that Ahab was angry with him because of that famine, because he was causing them distress, because they wasn't able to get provisions because of the fact that the man, the prophet of God, Elijah, had spoke in a powerful way that it caused them for that famine, caused them, if it didn't rain, that they wouldn't be able to be able to get their crops. They wouldn't be able to provide for the animals, be able to give them the water that they needed. So here is that 12th verse, hear me now, of the 18th chapter of 1 Kings, and it shall come to pass as soon as I am gone from you. Now this is the man of God. This is the man of God speaking, Obadiah speaking unto Elijah, the man of God, that the Spirit of the Lord shall carry you where I know not. And so when I come and tell Ahab, and he can't find you, he will slay me. But I, your servant, fear the Lord from my youth. And it was not told my Lord what I did when Jezebel slew the prophet of the Lord, how I hid 100 men of the Lord prophets by 50 in a cave and fed them bread and water. Didn't they tell you what I did? And now you say, go tell your Lord, behold, Elijah is here, and he shall slay me. And Elijah said, as the Lord of hosts lives, in whom I stand, I will surely show myself to him today. So Obadiah, he went to meet Ahab. Remember, they had went separate ways. But I just believe it was a plan of God for them to not to go the same direction, so that the man of God will be able to speak to Obadiah. So the man of God, Elijah, will be able to conversate, be able to get the message over to the one that was looking for him, which was Ahab. So Obadiah went to meet Ahab and told him, and Ahab went to meet Elijah. And it came to pass when Ahab saw Elijah, and that Ahab said to him, come on, are you he that troubled Israel? I want to know, are you the one that has been troubling Israel? And he answered, I am not troubling Israel, but you and your father's house, in that you have forsaken the commandment of the Lord, and you have followed Baal. You are no longer living according to God's word. You have forsaken the commandments of the Lord, and you are, in other words, you are following a false god. You are not following God, our Lord. You are doing something that is against the word of God. And here, the word of God says in that 19th verse, now therefore send and gather me all Israel to Mount Carmel, and the prophets of Baal, 450. Now, these are the people that Ahab was depending on. These are the people that he was worshiping false gods and false prophets. These are the people that he was relying on. So here, the man of God says, now, therefore, send and gather to all Israel to Mount Carmel and the prophets of Baal. He knew exactly how many it was. He said, the prophets of Baal, 450, and the prophets of the grove, 400, which eat at Jezebel's table, who was a wicked woman, who was unstable, who was unrighteous, was unholy, was defiled. She was unclean. She was a worshiper of the false God. So Ahab sent to all the children of Israel and gathered the prophets together to Mount Carmel. And Elijah came to the people and he said, listen, how long have you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Come on. I think that's a fair question. I believe that was a question that they should be able to answer. He said, how long? How long will you be between two opinions? If the Lord be God, then you ought to follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. I believe that's a word that we ought to really kind of think about this morning. We should not be of two opinions. Are we going to be on the Lord's side? Are we going to be on Satan's side? Are we going to be on the devil's side? I mean, whose side are you on? He is asking them, the people. Elijah is asking them, how long will you be between two opinions? It's either right or it's wrong. He's a God or he's not in your life. If God is God, and we know he is, then you ought to follow him. But if Baal, then you go ahead and follow him and see where you going to be and what's going to happen to you. And the people didn't answer him a word. And then Elijah said to the people, I only remain a prophet of the Lord. But Baal prophets are 450 men. Let them therefore give us two bullocks. This was a bold. He was a courageous. He was a fearless man. As we see him talking to Ahab and see him talking to the prophet, the Baal's prophet, and to those unbelievers and those that were between two decisions, it ought to not be that we got to think, well, are we going to serve God or are we going to serve the devil? We ought to know who is for us. And God is for us. And if God be for us, who can be against us? And then that's what he said here in that 23rd verse. Let them, therefore, give us two bullocks, and let them choose one bullock for themselves and cut it in pieces and lay it on the wood and put no fire under. And I would dress the other bullock and lay it on the wood and put no fire under him, under the bullock. And call ye on the name of your God, and I will call on the name of the Lord. And the God that answers by fire, let him be God. I mean, when we begin to look at the confidence that he had in God, that he was able to stand before Ahab, stand before the prophets of Baal, stand before the people, and let them know that I'm willing to put it all out there. I'm ready to put it on the line. I'm willing to let you see this day who is the true and the living God. And the God that answered by fire, the God that answered by fire, he is God. So he's letting them have their time. He's letting them to put that bull up there so that they can be able to call their God. So here in that 25th chapter, verse, let's read that again. And Elijah said to the prophet of Baal, choose you one bull up for yourself and dress it first, for ye are many, and dress it first, for you are many, and call on the name of your God, but put no fire under it. See, we're gonna sell this thing today. I want you to know who's God. So they did everything that Elijah had instructed them to do. So they took the bull out, which was killing them, and they dressed it and called on the name of Baal. Not on God, but they called on Baal. And they called on Baal from morning even until noon, saying, oh, Baal, hear us. But there was no voice, nor any that answered. And they leaped upon the altars which were made. And it came to pass at noon that Elijah, he began to mock them because he knew wasn't anything going to happen. But he didn't let them exhaust themselves. He didn't let them to say, go ahead and call on your own Baal. And then Elijah began to mock them and say, cry loud, for he is a God with a small g. Either he is talking and he don't hear you, or he is pursuing, or he is on a journey. He's on a journey. Or perhaps he's asleep and he must be awakened. So that may be the reason why you can't get him to hear you. Come on. And they cry aloud and they got so desperate that they began to cut themselves after their manner with knives and lances until the blood gushed out upon them. Why would you serve a God that you got to keep calling and calling on him and they are not answering? And then you got to take a knife and begin to cut your own self that the blood began to gush out of the people, of those that were calling on him. And it came to pass when the midday was past that they prophesied until the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice, and there was neither a voice. They couldn't still hear no voice, nor any to answer, nor any regard. And Elijah said to all other people, come on, I gave you a chance. Come on. He said to them, come near to me. All the people came near to him. And he repaired the altar of the Lord that was broken down. And Elijah took 12 stones, according to the number of the tribes of the sons of Jacob, to whom the word of the Lord came, saying, Israel shall be your name. And with the stone, he built an altar in the name of the Lord, not in the name of Baal. But he built it in the name of the Lord. And he made a trench about the altar as great as would contain 2 measures of seed. And he put the wood in order. And he cut the Baal in pieces. and laid it on the wood and said, fill four barrels with water. Come on. It is a what person that don't believe God would even try to put water on something that you're expecting to burn? But look what the man of God did. He told them to fill four barrels with water and pour it on the burnt sacrifice and on the wood. Usually the wood has to be dry before a fire could get started. He put it on the wood. He put it on the burnt offering. And he said, do it a second time. And they did it a second time. And that wasn't even good enough. I'm going to show you today that the God that we serve, the God that I serve, he is the true and the living God. So he said, do it a third time. And they did it a third time. And the water ran around about the altar. And he filled the trenches also with water. Then it came to pass. It came to pass at the time of the offering of the evening sacrifice that Elisha, the prophet, came near. And then he said, Lord God of Abraham, Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and of Israel, let it be known this day that you are God in Israel and that I am your servant and that I have done all these things at your word. Hear me, O Lord. Hear me. Come on. This is Elijah praying to the Lord. Hear me, O Lord, hear me, that this people may know that you are the Lord God and that you have turned their heart back again. Then the fire of the Lord fell, come on, and consumed the burning sacrifice and the wood and the stone and the dust and licked up the water that was in the trench. And all the people saw it. Glory to his name. They fell on their faces and said, the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. They see the miracle working power. They see that the God that Elijah served, he was God, and he's God all by himself. Even after he had poured all of these barrels of water on the sacrifice and on the trenches, that water did not stop. The power of God being manifested. The man of God, he went to God before he did anything. The Bible let us know that man shall always pray and not to faint. The word of God comes to let us know that we can have confidence in God and that there is nothing too hard for God. Here we see the people of God. They was able to see that God, that false God that Ahab was serving, that God that Jezebel was serving, that God of Baal, that false God, if they were not God. But the men of God wanted them to see the true and the living God. So he began to pray. The word of God say, if my people that are called by my name will humble themselves and pray, seek my face, turn away from that wicked way, he said, then will I hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin. I will heal the land. I believe that the man of God, he believes that God, he believes that that he was a prophet of God. He believed that he was a man of God. He believed that there was nothing too hard for God to do. And he knew that by God answering by fire, he gave the enemy a chance to prove who their God was. They wasn't able to prove that they had a powerful and almighty God. They wasn't able to prove that that God was hearing them. They prayed all during the day. They prayed to their God, and their God did not hear them. Remember, the man of God began to mock them and began to tell them maybe that your God is on a journey. Maybe he's asleep. All of these things that he began to say unto him, that maybe that God needed to be awakened. But he had the confidence in himself that God with a God that was going to answer by fire. He prayed to the Almighty God. He prayed to the true and the living God that the people that was standing, all of those people, that they would know that he was the Almighty God, that God, not Elijah, but he was the Almighty God, and Elijah was his servant. And Elijah was the one that was praying in behalf so that the people would be able to know that he was God, that God was God, and he was God all by himself. So here, the fire of the Lord fell and consumed the burning sacrifice, consumed the wood and the stone and the dust, and licked up the water that was in the trench. And when all the people saw him, they fell on their faces, and they said, "The Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is the God." That's what we want to hear sinners proclaim, that the Lord, he is God. The Lord, he is God. So when we preach the word of God, we want them to know, we want the world to know that it is God, that he is God, and he is God all by himself. And in that 40th verse, and Elijah said to them, "Take the prophets of Baal, and let not one of them escape." I'm talking about a man of God that was bold in his walk with God. Now, I have showed you the power of God. I've showed you that I serve a true and a living God. I've showed you all that the God that I serve, he answered by fire. So I want you to take the prophet of Baal and let not one of them escape. And they took them, and Elijah brought them down to the brook of Kishon and slew them there. And Elijah said to Ahab, "Get you up, eat and drink, for there is a sound of abundance of rain." You see, as we said before, they were in a famine. They were in a time that there was no rain. It didn't rain for a long time. And their cattle and that which they had, the grounds needed water. Things around about them needed water. They needed water. So here, God has sent Elijah to let them know that God, he was God, to believe on God, to reverence him as being God. See, when you turn your back on God, things begin to happen that you don't want to happen. See, God has to let you know that he is God and there is no other God. And we should love the Lord. We should serve the Lord God with all our heart, our mind, our soul, and our spirit. And those lying prophets, those prophets that were deceiving and bringing deception to the people, the man of God said, one of them shall escape. And he caused all of them to not live, but they died. Here in the Word of God, the Word of God let us know in that 42nd verse of the 18th chapter of 1 Kings. So Ahab went up to eat and to drink, and Elijah went up to the top of Carmel, and he cast himself down upon the earth and put his face between his knees and said to his servant, "Go up now towards the sea." And he went up and looked and said, "There is nothing." And he said, "Go again seven times." And it came to pass at the seventh time that he said, "Lord, behold, there arises a little cloud out of the sea, like a man's hand." And he said, "Go up and say to Ahab, prepare your chariot and get you down, that the rain stop you not." He had confidence in God. He knew that it was about to rain. It was about to rain, so you need to come on down. And it came to pass in the meanwhile that the heavens were light with cloud and wind. And that was a great rain, not a little rain, but a great rain. This is what they needed. This was the time that they stood, that they went without rain. Lord God sent a great rain, and Ahab rose and went to Jerusalem. And the hand of the Lord was on Elijah, and he girded up his loins and ran before Ahab to the entrance of the Jerusalem. I want you to know today, I hope you heard the word of God. The Bible says faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. We can rely, we can depend on God Almighty. We can know that he is God and God all by himself. It's time for us to stand on the word of God. It's time for us to believe the word of God like never before. It was a necessity that the man of God, Elijah, had called that famine that would cause it not to rain. And when it didn't rain, and there was not going to be any crops, you know, the crop was going to fail because it needed the water. But Ahab had been disobedient. He had turned to serve a false god. He had begun to serve the god of Baal, idolatry. And he forgot about the true and the living God. So therefore, the prophet of God is the one that called, said, it was not the way. And when it did, Ahab began to try to find the man of God, to try to find Elijah, because he was upset. He was angry with him. He would have killed him. He would have. He wanted to know where he was, because he was the one who was responsible for it not raining. But there is a time, and there's a season for everything. God has to bring us back to the place that we need to be in him. The Bible says to trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lead not to thy own understanding. In all our ways acknowledge him, and he will direct our path. We're getting ready to go before the throne of grace. Our Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, God, for the word of God on this morning. God, we thank you, God, for sending forth, God, the word of God to your people. God, that they could know, God, that there is a God in heaven that is able, God, to move on their behalf, that's able to fight every battle, a God that's able to meet every need. Father, I thank you, Lord God, even today, at giving us another opportunity, God, to come before your people, that their faith, God, will go to that next level in you, that they can begin to build themselves up in their faith. God, that they will not rely on the gods of this world and the people of this world, but they will rely upon you. And I ask you in the name of Jesus, God, that you continue to move on their behalf. God, that you would give them what they need on today and every day. God, I thank you, Lord God, for the word of God that came forth, the God that answered by fire. And, Lord, we thank you and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. And, Father, is there any God that have not received you as Lord and Savior? I pray, God, even now, God, that they'll say yes to your will and yes to your way. God, you say that we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus, believe in our heart that God has raised them from the dead. You said that they shall be saved. I ask you, God, even now, to save, deliver, and to make free. And this we thank you, and we praise thy name. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. You have been listening to the Hour of Power broadcast with Dr. Mary Smith McCoy. Please tune in with us on this coming Friday as God begins another time, again and again, show you the power of his word. God bless you, and may the peace of God be upon you.